I'm joined by the wonderful platinum-selling French-Canadian pianist and composer Alexandra Strelitzky, who's here to talk about her latest album, Les Romances, in my best French, by the way. Welcome to you, Alexandra. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I know that you're busy these days because you're about to open a three-day stint there in Montreal.
Yeah, I'm actually heading to Quebec City and just arriving from a month European US tour. So it's been quite busy, the launch of the record and everything, but it's been fun.
Yeah, Quebec. I stand corrected.
Quebec is the capital, so they would be insulted.
Well, we won't tell anybody. Okay.
Right.
Well, let's talk about neo-romance or neo-romance. I mean, you would say in American English. Uh-huh. There are stories to be told in this music and an overarching story, but lots of different little stories come to mind. I wonder if you could tell me what the album is about and what it means to you.
Yeah, I mean, stories is the right term, because that's really what I love to do with music. It's you know, for me, it's all about emotional authenticity and evoking some images and telling stories. So, in this record, is not different in that sense. It's one that I wrote while I was spending a lot of time in Europe too, and I was kind of on the traces of my own roots. My dad is French, and his family originally were Jewish musicians, and lots of them, even the women, played music. And it's something that I learned quite recently in my life. And while I was spending time in the Netherlands, specifically, I was kind of, you know, I went to see their house. I was on this kind of search of my own roots, and that actually influenced a lot of the record. I put some strings on there to kind of pay homage to that as well. And neo-romance in this, also in the sense of love, because I wrote it in a new love story. And I kind of like to explore all these shades of what it means to be newly in love and with, you know, with the past that comes with it, and all of those kind of shades of emotion, really.
Well, I love how you express yourself, but you do it in a way that is accessible to everyone who's listening. You know, mm-hmm. I envision like being in a dark room and playing the piano and improvising by candlelight kind of thing when I listen to these tracks. But you've got some great music videos, by the way, as well.
And thank you.
One of them is The Breach. Can you talk about that particular piece?
Right. So The Breach, I mean, I called it this way a bit like some songs come very quickly and like in a burst. And that is the case of that song. It's kind of like a train you get on, you know, from beginning to the end. And the clip was shot in a place called Les Îles de la Madeleine. It's a very like islands on the coast of on the east coast, very nearly like in the ocean already. And it's a beautiful place, cliffs, a bit Irish, I would say, in the way that in the scenery. And but not Irish at all in the culture. A little bit less alcohol, I would say. I just came back from Dublin. That's why I can I can assess. Yeah, it was. It's actually a man who used to own a very big restaurant chains here called Saint Hubert, and he made a lot of money from it. And he's a very fortunate man, and he has a beautiful house on the cliffs. And he invited me to go to his house, and he had a grand piano in his living room. So we kind of pushed it outside. So we were by the cliffs and we shot the video clip there quite spontaneously, actually. And it's just, yeah, it was the sunset. It's just a beautiful setting.
I'm curious about the titles that you use for all these pieces of music, because they're so interesting and very descriptive, some in French, some in English. I mean, what is your process between music and giving it an identity, so to speak? Do you have an idea of what you want to write before you start, or do you make something and then say, oh, this is such and such, right? Mm-hmm. How does that work for you?
So for me, it really comes at the end of the process. I kind of like to let the creation flow with the context that I'm in when I'm writing it, whatever's inspiring me, whether it's like my own story or something that I'm empathetic to or place I've been in. I kind of just take all of this and process it. And then I, after that, I sit down and I'm like, okay, what is this? What is this new one? You know, what's the name? And then I kind of tie everything together. And usually comes from where I'm coming from, me as a person, what I'm living in those moments. And the titles, in the case of Neo-Romance, I wanted to do a bit of a tribute to, you know, I was very inspired by the Romantic composers, and I took all these big themes that they were inspired by, like nature and imagination, and expressing individual voice. And I was like, okay, what does it mean in today's world, all these things? And so there's a bit of a, you know, we live in a very individualistic society now, like to the cult of the ego nearly. So also in the video clips, there's a bit of reflection on that too. And then our relationship to nature today is very tainted by, you know, climate change. And as we speak, there's forest fires everywhere, and the city is very gloomy on the east side. It was like a bit of that reflection also of what does it mean to be romantic in today's era. And I guess that's where the titles come from. I kind of like to hint some things, but also not to tell exactly, because I like for the person listening to create their own stories.
It's interesting when you talk about the modern world and this world that we've created, and your music is sort of an antidote to some of that. Mm-hmm. I wonder where social media fits into all of that, because you have a big footprint on social media.
I mean, yeah, it's a good question.
How do you use social media, or what does it mean to you as a composer and a pianist trying to, you know, get a bigger audience, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, social media is a big thing, you know, in music in general. I think everybody is kind of trying to figure out what is this new era. I mean, post-pandemic, with TikTok, TikTok has changed a lot of things actually in the music business. But it's like love and hate for me. Like I like to be close to the fans if I can, and I like to also explore imagery and symbolism, and you can do that in very short formats of stuff that goes on social media. You can have direct access to your fans, so that's great, but also it takes a lot of time, and it's like it's a job actually as a whole, you know, and as a musician, ultimately that's not the job you want to be doing. So it's, yeah, love and hate, I would say, but it's definitely something you need, it's the game you need to play, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I love your TikTok video about Succession.
Thank you. Yeah, I love Succession. It's a great show. I mean, I try to have fun with it. I think the key is to remain in the fun aspect of it. So it's not, so it doesn't become, you know, just about promoting the music and that, because that gets really heavy. It's just, you have to find some kind of fun pleasure in it.
And so your fans can sort of get an idea of sides of you they may not see necessarily or feel from the music.
Exactly.
Just tell us a little bit about your earlier years, because I read that you had a real classical pedigree as a pianist, and I wonder how you got from there to where you are now.
I was classically trained, fairly good student, and then I went to university. I had this big gap in my academic life, which was reading the notes and writing the music. That was never my forte. I was more of a memory ear kind of musician, but I was doing pretty well. I mean, I could have been a classical concert pianist. That was the path that was kind of in front of me, but I was I wanted to create my own things. I felt a bit like stuck. Like I would have felt very nervous to go on stage to interpret a piece exactly how it was meant to. And that was a bit a form of anxiety for me. I don't like to say that classical music is rigid, because I don't think that's necessarily true. I know a lot of people who are in core classical music who are expressing different things and approaching repertoire in their own way. But for me, it was more a question of wanting to express also on a composer level. And I've always wanted to do films as well. And so I just shaped my own career, my own path. I worked in advertisement also for a while as a musician. And now I'm just enjoying, you know, I do a bit of film, I tour, I do some albums, and I like to have this kind of hybrid proposition as a musician.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of little influences here and there in your music, but you've mm-hmm. created your own voice with what you do. I'm curious, what other kinds of music are you listening to by other composers and other performers?
I like to listen to soundtracks. I love the world of cinema and everything that is audio to picture. I do, to be honest, I try to listen to silence. I need a lot of space and time for the ideas to emerge, and I try to kind of preserve that. I listen to Brian Eno, you know, very ambient. I travel a lot too, so that also helps, like, calm me down and reset everything. And but in my life, I've had, you know, eras of listening to metal and hip hop and trance and all sorts of different types of music, and I had like different eras. So I and pop, mainstream pop, I can blast pop music in my car when I'm going to the groceries. I like to immerse myself in very different types of environments.
Yeah. Well, you describe a little bit of what your music does for other people in the sense of tuning things down a little bit.
I know. I like to say that I do it to calm myself down first, and now I'm just kind of sharing it with people.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. The album is called Neo Romance or Neo Romance, and you can find that at all the usual outlets as well as on your website. There's a lot of Neo Romance kind of swag for sale as well.
Yeah. Well, we're having fun with the graphic proposition too. And it's a fun one. And people have been asking for shirts and tote bags. And so we put out some stuff. We're having fun with it.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody, but I might avail myself of some of those.
Wonderful. It is cool. It is. It really looks cool.
Well, if you were to pick a track for first time listeners to go out on from this interview, which one of your pieces of music would you like us to play?
Oh God, that's a lot of pressure. What kind of audience do you have?
Depends on the time of day.
Right. I think I think the first kiss is a good one.
Okay.
It's a first kiss. I mean, introduction, first kiss. Yeah.
I want to hear that story. Of course, everybody has a story about that.
We all do.
Yeah. Well, Alexandra Strelitzky, thank you for joining us and talking about this lovely new album. And congratulations on having released it. And we look forward to listening more.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.